Poll: Biden tax and infrastructure plans hurt vulnerable Democrats. By Jacob Bliss on May 18, 2021. Georgia and New Jersey's vulnerable Democrats show sinking poll numbers when running against any generic Republican in the midterms when voters are asked about President Joe Biden's partisan infrastructure and tax plans, according to a recent poll from the Coalition to Protect American Workers. The coalition, led by former top Trump administration staffers, is trying to mobilize opposition to the Biden administration's tax and infrastructure plans. Their goal is to tell politicians in Washington to get America back on track and oppose tax hikes on American workers and stop putting roadblocks on American workers. President Biden and Nancy Pelosi's massive tax increases will send American jobs overseas. And we will hold congressional Democrats accountable for their votes against their constituents' interests. Mark Short, who works with the coalition and former top aide to former Vice President Mike Pence, told Breitbart News. Polling indicates that the tax increases will cost Democrats their majorities in both the House and the Senate. According to recent polling data from the coalition, Representative Carolyn Bordeaux, DGA, is in trouble when running against any generic Republican in the polls. Republicans looking to run against the vulnerable Democrat would have the upper hand in the polls as she trails 50% to 41%. Bordeaux was shown to have weak approval numbers, with only 38% approving. Additionally, a majority, 58%, of voters believe the country is running on the wrong track. With Biden now looking to pass two major spending bills, the Democrats are in more trouble than originally expected. 61% of voters would be less likely to vote for the Congresswoman if she votes to raise taxes and spends $175 million to create jobs in China by buying electric vehicle batteries. Going deeper, 63% would be less likely to vote for her if she voted to raise taxes to spend $80 billion to hire more tax collectors. Looking further, 59% would be less likely to vote for her if she voted to raise the capital gains taxes on farmers in Georgia. After the respondents learned more about Bordeaux and Biden's plans, the Republican generic ballot widened slightly to have a 12-point lead, showing a Republican at 51% to Bordeaux with 39%. When asked about New Jersey's Representative Josh Gottheimer, D, the same polling showed him having even more trouble against a generic Republican. When pitting Gottheimer against a generic Republican on the ballot, only 19% said they would vote for the congressman on a named generic ballot, again giving the upper hand to the Republican running against him. The congressman has an approval rating of only 42%. Gottheimer was hurt more than Bordeaux when associated with Biden's partisan infrastructure and tax plan. For Gottheimer, 66% said they would be less likely to vote for him if he raised taxes and spent $175 million to create jobs in China by buying electric vehicle batteries. 69% said they would be less likely to vote for him if he voted to raise taxes to spend $80 billion to hire more tax collectors. When the respondents learned more about Gottheimer and Biden's plans, the Republican generic ballot had a 13-point lead, showing the Republican at 50% to Gottheimer with 37%, netting a 6-point increase.